This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is defined in the Corinthian letter Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4, how that Jesus died for our sin, he was buried, he rose again the third day, for the scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul stated, he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It was the power of God and the salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, also to the Greek. Verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by his faith. That is the gospel. We've been talking Hebrews 6, verse 1, the beginning principles of the doctrine of Christ. And there are six of them. Repentance of dead works, faith toward God, doctrine of baptisms, thank God, laying on hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Amen. And the devil doesn't like what I am doing. Amen. But I am overcoming the Jezebel. Overcoming the Jezebel of America, of the world. That guy, 1 John 5:4, says this is a victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. That guy is what God has sent me to do, ordained that I overcome the world, to preach the gospel to them. That's what I've been doing. There's a new attack on me, thank God, but I'm not persuaded to stop. I just keep on going, preaching this gospel. Amen. Our country is in a mess. It's in a mess because of the theologians that attend seminaries and fill pulpits. What a wreck. They're a wreck looking to happen. It's going to. And they're sublime. They don't believe it. There's a righteous in their own lives. They cannot believe what God is doing to them. Thank God. Amen. And the theologians by the pulpits are represented in Washington, D.C. by President, Senate, and Congressman. What a pathetic mess our country is in. But we're fine. This country was given to my ancestors and others, others' ancestors as well. For us to preach the gospel to America and to the world. And I'm most grateful for that, for my heritage and others' heritage. Get it straight. Your heritage might be in Jesus Christ, but before Jesus Christ, you had ancestors. And don't forget them. You may be so spiritual that you've been translated and your heritage is only in Jesus. But I promise you, you're a blind person. You've never heard the truth, but you will out of my mouth and others that are with me. Thank God. We have a rebellious nation, a bunch of rebels, confess to know Jesus, confess to know God, or they deny They deny God. They profess themselves to be atheists, to not believe in God. Well, I talked to men that were in World War II, and I served with men that were in the Korean War in Korea. Not one of them did I ever meet that said, "I remain an atheist." Not one. They got him back. Only a fool professes to be an atheist. What's going on in Arizona is, as I said, is a duplication. It is a representative of the theologians of America. If you read Romans chapter 1, you find out the beginning of the decline of a nation. The first thing you see is homosexuality. First thing, I thought that years ago, 20, more than that. In the year 2000, I taught Romans 5 days a week on Box 23 in Tulsa, 9 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. I don't know how many hours I taught, but there were a bunch of them. I don't recall. Maybe 14. Seems like I had an album. I dealt 14 tapes. Amen. And people laughed. They scoffed. They ignored. Hagin. Copeland. Roberts. Raymond. All in Tulsa. Laughed at my teachings. They rejected. Kenneth Hagin said several years back that they graduated 20-some thousand from Raymond. And at one graduation, somebody stood up and said, "You've been equipped to take the world." Well, my God, they couldn't even get out of Tulsa. They weren't equipped to take anything. How could you be equipped when you say, "We don't do it quite like they did it in the book of Acts"? Kenneth E. Hagin said that on two occasions, and I heard him. I couldn't believe how blind that man was, how deceitful he was, and all of his followers. Thank God. So, today, because the false teachers in the pulpits of America, we have a young man, 22 years of age, I guess, out in Tucson, Arizona, that apparently killed a judge, a federal judge, shot a congressman, and killed five or so others. And nobody wants me to talk about it. Why, you wicked things? Because you want to blame people like me. I laugh at you. You're ignorant as a hog on ice. Thank God. That's ignorant, in case you don't know it. Now, yesterday I spoke from Malachi chapter 4. Kathy's going to read Malachi 4, the last two verses, and then from the 11th chapter, I think, of the book of Matthew.
Right.
All right? Would you read, please?
Verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse."
Do you get that? Send Elijah the prophet. Now that was the spirit of Elijah. The spirit he walked in, the anointing that he walked in. We're not possible yet to walk in the spirit of Jesus Christ. He hadn't been raised from the dead. You see, you didn't get the fullness of the gospel till the man rose from the dead. But Elijah walked the same spirit that John the Baptist, or John the Baptist walked the same spirit Elijah did. And the Spirit of God through Elijah killed 850. False prophets are 400 and 450 serving at Jezebel's table. Today, Jezebel rules America. Jezebel rules America in the White House, in the Congress, in the Senate. Thank God. Rules every place. Never a more clear example of a Jezebel, a child, a product of Jezebel, that the boy that killed the federal judge in Tucson and wounded a congressman. Never, never clear. Couldn't tell that little smart aleck anything. Now, I have said 24 hours. Where's he that? Well, today I hear they went to his house, and his dad and mother lived there, and I guess he lived with them. And I have no comments about what took place, but you'll find out. Well, I'm warning you that God will hold his dad responsible for his actions. Hold his dad responsible for his actions. Oh, the laws of America won't. But God will. God will. The Spirit, John the Baptist, came in the spirit of Elijah. Now, I've never said this until this morning, but never publicly. But it says, God says, unless I come, it's smite earth with a curse. As I reflected over this, it seemed to me that God has cursed a lot of nations because the fathers rejected Jesus Christ, rejected my gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's my gospel. And it's been preached throughout the world since 1980. Incredible. More than 30 years. The world is worse and will till the end. God bless you. In Matthew chapter 11, Kathy's going to read about three or four passages that Matthew wrote. Ready?
I'm going to start in verse 8. But what went you out for to see? A man clothed with soft remnant? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
You notice what Jesus said? John the Baptist was greater than a prophet. Greater. In other words, John the Baptist was greater than all the prophets, including Moses. All of them. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah. John the Baptist was greater. I think they were all born of a woman. Melchizedek wasn't. Now, understand something. He said, but the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Samuel, greater than David, greater than Moses, greater than Joshua, greater than Caleb, greater than all the prophets, the least in the kingdom of heaven. the least in the kingdom of God, anointed of Jesus, and perfected to the image of Jesus, is greater than all the prophets. Than all the prophets. You get that? You believe that? You do well to get out of Psalm 1. Not a bad place to stay. Blessed is a man. Let's read it. Psalm 1:1. Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Whoa. Where do you walk? Who counsels you? Where do you get your counsel? Baptist Seminary? Preston Wood Baptist Church? Church of Christ? Baptist Church? Rainbow Bible? Training Center? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does what?
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Standeth in the way of sinners. Nor does what? Sitteth where?
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
The seat of the scornful. Are you exempt from those three? Or are you a member of all three of them? Now finish Psalm 1.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Is that amazing? That's where I am. That's where I live. That's where I walk. Now for 40 years. And people of America don't even know who I am. And they do not know my enemies. Because they're blind. They're blinded by the God of this world. They're so blind. It's unreal. So blind. Unreal. It's hard to believe what goes on in a country that has written on their money, "In God we trust." Amazing, huh? You know, I probably said enough. What do you think? You'd agree. Why don't black boys come? And let us worship God along with pre-recorded worship of Water of Life led by Terry By.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.